Hey, Kevin.
Health care to all warm bodies in their state, regardless of citizenship?
They want to give it to those, I think, 19 to like 20-something. So, yeah, that's another issue as well. So California is, there's always something to talk about with California.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to do what? Okay. And what, when is your, you do the on-demand Blaze TV feature, right? What's that called?
Here's the Deal.
Yeah, that's right. I knew that. It's just my
No problem. And I'm a Fox News contributor.
Yes, you're a coveted contributor. Some of us bald white guys are in too much demand.
Oh, goodness. You doing all right?
We're doing well.
Good.
We're doing well.
Great.
All right, stand by. Here we go.
Sure.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot to get to today. It's breaking news, what it means, why it matters, and starts right now.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right. right. A lot to get to today. It is, of course, Tuesday, so we'll talk a little technology breaking news with Ari Zolden later in the hour. Alliance Defending Freedom is still advancing the Defending Freedom Month here at Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll talk about another historic case. Dr. Gina Loudon will be with us to give us a snapshot of Mr. Biden. And in the green room right now, Deneen Borelli. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When a man has to mention my name 76 times in a speech, that means he's in trouble.
You just wait. Dr. Gina Loudon is dying to weigh in on that with us, and she's coming up just a few minutes from now. Kevin McCullough Radio welcoming you into a Tuesday. Thankfully, no helicopters over Midtown Manhattan at this moment. And again, yesterday, very frightening. But I have to say, kind of heroic. The guy was able to keep that chopper on that building, not a single ounce of debris falling and not one other person being injured when it could have had tragedy written all over it. But hopefully weather much better today, and we're going to see some nicer weather in the days to come. So that's good as well. Top story at Fox News in the last hour. Acting Homeland Security gave lawmakers a glimpse on Tuesday into just how many asylum seekers skipped their hearings after being released into the United States. Telling a Senate panel that a recent program found more than 90% missed their court dates. Now, see, what we've been told for the longest period of time is that all we have to do is just, take them to the court date and give them the date, and then they'll come back. They'll show up for that. This is what the Democrats say is necessary, that there's no real reason to have a deal with Mexico to make them take back asylum seekers that are not qualifying for our standards. But today, the Department of Homeland Security secretary giving them the real numbers, 90% are not showing. 7,000 cases and 90 received final orders of removal in absentia. 90%, he said before the committee today. With reaction to this, the Blaze TV's Deneen Borelli, she happens to be married to a pretty cool guy by the name of Tom Borelli as well. They make a great couple, but she does a great job as a Fox News contributor. And, of course, she's host on Blaze TV of Here's the Deal. Deneen, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Great to have you.
Hey, Kevin, I'll be sure to tell Tom you think he is cool.
Well, he follows more of my stuff on Twitter than you do. So, of course, I'm going to think that.
I'll fix that today. Don't you worry.
No problem. Hey, listen, I know that the immigration issue is something that you comment on regularly, but your jaw had to drop when Kevin McAleenan had that to say before the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Well, it's really staggering. First of all, the numbers of the individuals who are trying to cross our border, but not only that, the number of people that have illegally crossed our borders. And you have the Democrats who are just thinking that this is just nothing. There's nothing to see here. Just look the other way. We have other issues that are more pressing in our country. What could be more pressing than people come into our country in record numbers? We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're coming from, and for Democrats to just sit back and watch and not want to really do anything about it. This is about the national safety and security of citizens in this country, and it is about people coming here legally. And what we have done essentially is what rolled out the welcome mat, because people know if they get across that border, they will be taken care of with our tax dollars, medical, housing, food, you name it. So really, the numbers are staggering, and this is really outrageous what is going on at our U.S. southern border.
Well, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, of course, reporting that in May, 144,000 crossed. On one day, I think it was 5,300 in one location. In El Paso, one day in May, you had 1,000-plus try to come across. And in that one spot, Deneen, in just that 1,000 people that they took into custody, more than 10% of them were not from Central America. They were from the northern portion of the African continent. So when you're talking about people that may have ill intent, why are Egyptians and Libyans and Moroccans and others from northern Africa coming through Mexico? why aren't they coming on a plane to North America or to America proper if this is where they want to be? I have to just wonder. It took 19 Middle Easterners to pull off 9/11. What are we dealing with here?
No, you're absolutely right. And again, the word is out that if you get across the border and you get into this country, and yeah, they may give you a court date, but people, they just get lost in the country. You will never hear or see from them again. And so, first of all, I want to applaud our Border Patrol personnel, the men and women who are out there daily, risking their lives, just trying to perform their job. But one of the stats that came out this week that I thought was pretty staggering are the number of our Border Patrol agents that are pulled off the border to do humanitarian aid, humanitarian
work.
Actions,
yeah.
I'm sorry, right, such as taking care of children or taking the sick to hospitals. They are coming off the border, which means our national security levels, in my view, have gone up because they're not watching the border. They're not patrolling the border for people crossing, for the illegal drugs that are coming through. They are taking care of humans, and that is not what they were hired to do.
Let me ask you this. If the president's deal is as reported with Mexico, it means that they've put 6,000 people on their southern border. Mexico also agreeing to freeze the assets of the caravan organizers, be they European or American in origin. This, by extending our southern border to the southern border of Mexico, it gives us a little more of a buffer zone. What else do we need to try to achieve in the next short while?
Well, that's a great point, because just so that I mentioned, Mexico just thought these folks would just pass through Mexico, but they're also seeing how they are staying in different parts of their country as well. And these communities are not prepared for this influx of people. So they're seeing firsthand what America is dealing with. What else needs to be done? Congress needs to fix the immigration laws that we have on our books, the loopholes that are taking place, those that are coming here not meeting their court dates, to really put the hammer down that you need to come to our country legally and not just sit back and criticize the president, call it an issue about race and brown people. That's what Joy Reid from MSNBC said recently. Try to make it an issue about race. How ridiculous are these people not recognizing that people are coming here? We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're going. But you know what? If this was in their backyards, the Democrats, I'm sure it would be a different story. They would be singing a different tune. But because they're not directly affected by this, not today anyway, they don't think it's a crisis.
Yeah. When you're talking about 144,000 people coming across the southern border, that's all of the cities in America except for our top 55 that by population. Imagine an entire city coming across our southern border simply in 1 month's time, and we're supposed to find a place to not only accommodate, but then be able to trust that they're all who they say they are, etc. I mean, that is just one of the most astounding things. So, friends, today, when DHS Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan told the Lindsey Graham Senate Judiciary Committee that 90%, 9 out of 10 of those that receive their court dates are not showing up to go through that process, that has got to be something that we address. And I don't know if it's calling your congressman. I don't know if it's getting it is. It's getting every vote out that you can in 2020. But, Deneen, we don't have until 2020 for this. We've got to get that wall built. We've got to take action on this immediately.
No, you're absolutely right. I totally agree with you. And thank you, Kevin, for making this a top story and to put this in the news, because in certain regards, you have the anti-Trump media. They're not reporting about these stats.
Yep.
They're not reporting about the seriousness of what's going on our U.S.-Mexico southern border. And the president is keeping his promise, America first and the safety and security of the forgotten men and women, no matter who you are, no matter who you vote for.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, watch her on the Blaze TV. Here's the deal. And also, she's on Fox News very regularly. It's Deneen Borelli. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and show times at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98 or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and show times at emmanuelmovie.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Biden, who's a loser. I mean, look, Joe never got more than 1%, except Obama took him off the trash heap, and now it looks like he's failing.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, we had Governor Huckabee on Friday, and he said that when President Trump goes to the effort to brand you, when he actually sticks a label or a brand on you, it is something that most of the time that person does not want. And the trash heap loser, this is going to be interesting to see how Joe Biden responds, because as far as I can tell, he is still hiding. He's hiding Joe Biden. I can't find him anywhere. Dr. Gina Loudon is back with us. She is a clinically trained and certified human behavioralist. She has great understanding when it comes to human behavior. And one of the things, Dr. Gina, that I think bothered the president, or didn't bother him, but he took note of it, certainly, Biden invoked Trump's name 76 times in his speech yesterday. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Most people, whether they are trained in any sort of human behavior or not, would say that means he might be a little bit obsessed, Kevin. It's amazing watching the self-destruction of what was once a substantial and halfway legitimate party. I mean, whether or not you agreed with their politics, they had issues. They ran on issues. They had candidates that they could offer up when it came to the election time. But your audience knows they are self-destructing before our very eyes. We see a panicked look on Nancy Pelosi's face every time she's on television. And you just cannot convince me that a party who is surviving, the best they have to put up is a Joe Biden. Kevin, I'm not falling for it.
Well, and this is why I've said now for at least a couple of months that I don't think Biden's going to be the actual candidate for a couple of reasons. I think he's been way too moderate for most of his career to satisfy the kind of ravenous base that the Democratic Party is calling for. I mean, these are blood sucking vampires that want they want their pound of red meat. And Biden's not that guy. Bernie much more so, Kamala Harris maybe much more so, and especially if California's at the beginning of the schedule, I could see, the Bernie bros sticking together. They're still mad about 16 and Kamala being the VP. But you're at least talking about ideological aspects that are similar between those people. Biden, he doesn't know who he is. He's kind of like a worse version of Hillary from 16.
Yeah, and he's not helping their cause. You're absolutely right. I believe it will be Kamala Harris. I believe she'll have one of the two spots, certainly either president or VP, coming up. And the reason is because of the money that I think will be behind her once we go through the process. In California, having lived in California the last 6 years of my life, I know how influential that money is going to be. And because she, frankly, is a socialist, if not a communist, and that fits right in. Joe Biden, he has too much of a record, Kevin, to try to run as this radical leftist regressive when he's been a moderate for most of his life. So now he's having to change up his story, turn around and lie, change his views. And, even Democrats aren't going to trust him on something like that. And so I agree with you. It won't be him ultimately, but he's not helping their cause in the meantime. He's a gaffe machine. And it's just a matter of time. If this isn't a gaffe, saying President Trump's name 75 times in one speech, if that's not a gaffe, then I don't know what is, because it tells you they have nothing. All they can do is this desperate, failed, proven, completely wrong witch hunt on the president, and there's no evidence there. And so they have nowhere else to go. What are their issues? The Green New Deal? I mean, really, what are their issues? They have none. No candidates, no issues. No party. I don't see how they win. But I do want to say to those out there who want to make sure that there's a conservative or rational victory in the next election, we cannot disengage for even one moment. We have to treat this like they have a Bill Clinton running, or somebody who really knows how to campaign and win elections, because we have to make sure we win this. And because there will be fraud, there will be theft of votes. There will be harvesting of votes. And that's a big campaign for a different day that we can talk about. My husband's working on making sure that the people who vote in this country are actually citizens.
Well, and you'd think that would be the minimum of what the average person wants, but that's really not the case. I mean, there's a huge effort, and Carol Markowitz was with us yesterday talking to us about this, but to get 16-year-olds to vote in places like New York.
Right.
I wouldn't give my car to my 16-year-old. I don't have a 16-year-old, but I wouldn't let them drive the car at 16. Why would I let them help choose the leader of the free world? I mean, it's just Yeah, let my 4-year-old pick
about,
for, you know.
She's about that to you. You aren't desperate for votes. You know that your party can win based on ideas and having solid candidates. Their party can no longer do that because they've really essentially sold their soul to socialism. And so they have no voters. That's why they need to import illegal voters, and that's why they're so desperate to do that. And they will not work with the president on any sort of sensible reform along those lines. And that's also why they want 16-year-olds to vote, non-citizens to vote, you name it.
Prisoners in prison, serving their sentences, not after they reformed and got out, no, while they're still in there. Dr. Jean, I got to ask you about this because you lived on the border. You literally could see the border from where you lived not long ago. And I think the president scored a massive victory last week with the concessions he got from Mexico and already some of the improved observances that Mexico is doing with their National Guard and so forth. I'm just curious, the press has not seen it the same way. They're saying that Trump capitulated. He wasn't really getting the things that he said he was getting. I'm just curious your thoughts to all of that, having been someone that lived at the border.
Well, that's great. I'm really glad the press thinks that. So does that mean they're going to finally turn around and wise up and support the president's border control measures? Of course it doesn't, Kevin. And of course they're going to oppose him no matter what. And of course they're going to say that whatever he accomplishes, which, by the way, was a stroke of genius.
Right.
You know, you and I are not pro-tariffs. Who's pro-tariffs? Nobody's pro-war either, Kevin. But when hard times come and the American people are being built like we have been, at the risk, by the way, of our national security, it's time to use the tools in our box. And he knew that his negotiating skills could win using tariffs, and he is winning using tariffs. And I imagine we'll see a lot more of that going forward. But the rest of the world stands now warned that we mean what we say, and unless they're willing to be fair, that's all we're asking, be fair, then he's going to impose these tariffs, and life's going to get much more difficult for them. So I'm thrilled with the way it's gone so far in Mexico. I don't trust Mexico very far at all. We'll see, you know, if they begin to carry things out, but I can bet this president means what he says and says what he means.
Yep.
He's seen promises made, promises kept, Kevin. My prediction is that ultimately he will have his way on this border control issue and with Mexico.
So. Yep. Dr. Jean Loudon, you hear every week here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Read her new book, Mad Politics. It's all about how mad you have to be in the swamp and dealing with the swamp these days. And she takes quite a few different plays on that word, but it makes a lot of sense when you read it. Mad Politics by Dr. Jean Loudon. Dr. Loudon, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, if any of your audience is in Queens tonight, I'll be speaking at the Queens GOP tonight, signing books there.
That's right. She'll be there tonight. And for those of you that are planning on making that occasion, make sure you show up. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week, I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk.
They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the for so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98. or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and we continue with our Defending Freedom Month here at Kevin McCullough Radio. It is one of those things where I don't think we can champion this message too loudly or too long, because your freedoms are under attack. They're under attack by unelected instructors on college campuses. They're under attack by municipalities and states and counties that want to punish people who don't think in the politically correct way that they want them to. And if it wasn't for an organization called Alliance Defending Freedom, there would be many, many more freedoms under attack. But because of their success in the courts, they have been able to stem the tide. And that's why we're defending freedom all month long. We're asking you if you will help us protect the freedoms that not only you enjoy, but that your kids and grandkids are going to need to have protected as well. 800-569-1559. Become a partner with Alliance Defending Freedom this month. We need your help in this endeavor. We're looking for 50 partners in the New York tri-state area and those that listen to this show even nationally. So if you would do that, it'll make a huge difference. You can also go to am970theanswer.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page, 800-569-1559. Joining me is Travis Barham, who is part of a case that Alliance Defending Freedom is ongoing with an organization, a university called Shawnee State. Travis, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
What's the issue at the crux of your case?
You know, the crux of this case is a very simple proposition, and that is that tolerance should be a two-way street. And what I mean by that is Dr. Merriweather, Nick Merriweather, was teaching a political philosophy class at Shawnee State University, and a male student raised his hand, asked a question. Professor Merriweather responded, "Yes, sir," like he does all his students. And after class, the student came up and announced that he's transgender and wanted to be referred to as a woman throughout the class. And Professor Merriweather offered to accommodate the student, said, "Look, I'll call you by whatever name you want me to call you, but I can't call you a woman because you're not." And the the Shawnee State punished him for refusing to refer to a man as a woman. Hmm. Now, universities are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas, not an assembly line where one type of thought. And public colleges have no business punishing people who simply say, "Look, I don't want to advance beliefs that I don't hold."
And that was what obviously he felt like he was being forced to do by Shawnee State standards.
Yeah, he's being forced to buy in and affirm an idea, the transgender ideology, the idea that people can change from one sex to another. So for Dr. Merriweather, to affirm that is to go against his own beliefs on the subject. It's to go against his religious convictions. So this isn't just about, you know, what pronoun you're going to call somebody. This is about whether he can be forced to endorse an ideology.
And
the First Amendment is very clear.
And the thing that I've been impressed in all of the discussions we've had with Alliance Defending Freedom this month is that you guys are fighting this fight that would be a true two-way street. So it doesn't really matter which side of the debate you're coming down on. You're protecting the constitutional freedom to hold to your convictions, to hold to your First Amendment rights, and not have those put in jeopardy simply because they disagree with somebody else.
Exactly. The whole notion of the First Amendment is that we are free to disagree. We're free to hold different perspectives. And so if somebody disagrees with Professor Merriweather on this subject, great. You're free to express your beliefs. And I think that we should all recognize that the government has no business forcing people, telling people what they have to say, forcing people to say things they don't believe. The government just has no business doing that. And we should be able to respect one another enough to stand and defend vigorously your right to say what you think, your right to stand, to not have the government tell you what to say, even if we disagree with each other on the ins and outs or the details of a particular issue.
Yeah. The Alliance Defending Freedom Center for Academic Freedom is dedicated to ensuring freedom of speech and association for students and faculty. And that, in that regard, your lawyers, some of the 3,200 allied with ADF, are serving as local counsel. But you do that at no charge, Travis. And I want you to explain to my listeners why it's important that they join the cause and become partners with ADF.
Several reasons. One is, you know, individuals like Dr. Merriweather, who are taking a stand for freedom on his campus and a stand that will reverberate through other campuses as well, these folks don't have funds to pay lawyers to litigate First Amendment cases for what could be years and years. That's just beyond the reach of most individuals. So if we want to see those freedoms defended as a society, then we have to enable groups like Alliance Defending Freedom to come alongside people like Dr. Merriweather and stand with them and enable us let us have the resources that we need,
right,
in order to litigate these battles.
Well,
the other reason it's important is because these First Amendment fights on campus ultimately affect what people can do off campus. If the government can force Dr. Merriweather to say something that he doesn't believe, then the government can force any one of your listeners to say something that they don't believe. So if we want to defend these rights, we have to defend them now. We have to defend them where the fight is right now on campus and make sure that these issues don't leak into the larger culture.
Friend, your gift to ADF right now allows that fight to be engaged and to make sure that your freedoms are protected. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Just a sub-note on the Merriweather case. After Merriweather explained to him why he couldn't call him that, the student replied, "Then I guess this means I can call you the C word." Before walking away, the student also promised to get Merriweather fired if he did not agree to the changes. Friends, it's that kind of bullying that Alliance Defending Freedom is there fighting and helping to keep freedoms in place. Travis Barham, thank you so much for your hard work, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
800-569-1559. Get on board. Become a partner with Alliance Defending Freedom. That's 800-569-1559. They need your help. You can also give online by going to AM970 The Answer and clicking on the ADF banner at the top of the page. Kevin McCullough coming back with tech news next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form.
And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, oh, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98 or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's the only thing like it in all of talk radio and all of America, maybe the universe, a weekly segment wholly dedicated to the breaking news that's going on in technology. And you'd think that there's not enough going on, right? I could do an entire show about this every day, and we wouldn't cover everything that was in the news. But I'm always so honored to have Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media rejoining us. Ari, welcome back. Good to have you. I couldn't help but think this morning when I saw this headline, in South Korea, robot baristas are the latest front in the automation push. Now, South Korea is a fairly developed ally of ours, but how far are they taking this? I mean, how customized can the robot be in terms of making the authentic macchiato exactly the way I want it?
And it's probably eventually going to be better than the baristas doing it now, although they're doing a great job. I would say that we're almost there. I mean, I've been to South Korea many times, and what's happening there from a technological standpoint is mind-blowing. I mean, we're probably a little bit behind South Korea and Japan and China. But I could tell you that this is just another example of how technology is being infused in our lives. We had spoken, Kevin Pass, about robots replacing us automating our staff, our processes, our procedures. And why not have a robot at the counter, as you said, ordering, helping order, put together our macchiata?
Evidently this one chain now has 45 outlets that are in shopping malls, cafeterias, schools, and even the airport. Dal.com Coffee is who it is, and they've evidently it must be successful. But, you know, you keep talking that way, Ari, and the Starbucks that's around the corner from your house, they're going to start looking at you funny when you go in there.
They're not going to serve to me or my wife.
That's Zolden, right? He's the one on there always talking about how the robot baristas are better than us. Hey, a little bit of a moral and historical dilemma. YouTube decided to stop allowing someone that was uploading historical archive footage of old Hitler speeches. They were doing this for historical reasons, and YouTube banned them. What's going on there?
Right. So probably, my guess is that YouTube initially flagged it as obviously inciting possible violence. But from an educational standpoint, I think it's important that the world knows, what happened. But the question is, where do you draw the line? If there's hate speech involved and there's a possibility of inciting a riot, obviously we know where things are. But as it relates to just producing the information from an educational standpoint, that's obviously something else. But it is good that YouTube is taking a proactive approach in trying to flag this type, quote unquote, this type of content, and then going ahead making a decision whether or not it should be released. So they are taking the proper steps.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Right now, my friend James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas is uncovering a report. He just put out the first edition of it today. But big tech is sometimes violating even their own protocols in putting groups that they disagree with from a messaging standpoint. Pinterest was the one that they were focusing on in his most recent report, and he actually put a pro-life group, a group that just advocates for having babies, on their porn block list within the Pinterest universe, and that's created some problems. So there is, like, in the higher ups of big tech, I think you've got to be careful, because there's always that chance that someone's going to say, you know what, I just don't like their message just because I don't like it, and we're gonna keep them from putting it up. But having said that, I've also heard of some newer technologies that are coming out. Have you heard or talked about Parler at all? It's kind of a counter Twitter, but it's owned and operated by conservatives, and evidently the president even opened up an account there and already has like 16,000 followers or something.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of these new type of social media networks now. Now that we saw the power of Twitter, right? I mean, people were on and off Twitter over the past 10 years or so.
Right.
And really, we kind of owe it to Trump to kind of reviving Twitter a lot. And what he's done for that social platform is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
This is one of his main channels of communication. So we're going to see probably a couple of other Twitter competitors pop up, but obviously Twitter right now still has the market share.
Oh, it's the 800-pound gorilla, no doubt about it.
Exactly.
All right, you and I talk about artificial intelligence all the time, AI, and the story I saw in the tech section today of the Post first of all, I was offended because they were assuming that I couldn't stay on my diet, and I lost 30 pounds last year. But now AI has been created to help you stop cheating on your diet. Now, Ari, what kind of lazy slug do you have to be to need AI to keep you in check from cheating on your own diet?
Well, look, I mean, any kind of technological aid to be able to help you lose weight and stay healthy, I think is great. I mean, it's not just AI, it's the Fitbit. I mean, everyone's now wearing this band on their arm to be able to track the amount of steps that they take. So AI obviously is going to move things forward. Think about all the data that that the Facebooks and Googles are collecting on you. So now they're able to kind of, or the nutritional professionals are able to kind of build a customized diet based on the time of day, based on your interest, based on your eating habits. So this is all, I think this is great stuff. It's only going to enable, obviously in the health sector too, figure out what kind of diet is going to work for you. And this has to do with machine learning and big data wrapped in artificial intelligence. So I think it's an aid, and I think it's a great aid. But at the end of the day, you know, it comes down to your motivation, one's motivation, whether or not they're going to lose weight. But I think this is a great, great aid for the ability to be able
Well,
to
I just don't want to see some Star Wars drone flying out of the sky coming at me going, put down the smash burger, McCullough.
It may happen. It may eventually happen, but we're still a bit away from that.
All right. Well, Ari, I always appreciate your insights on what's going on in the technology news. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough, my final thought for this very busy day coming up next. Stay with us.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And thank you for those of you listening. And, of course, for our great contributors today, Deneen Borelli, Dr. Gina Loudon, of course, Travis Barham and Ari Zolden on this Tuesday. And we've got lots more breaking news each and every day, and hope that you'll stay with us. Earlier today, I was made aware of a brand new video report by Project Veritas. James O'Keefe is the one who filed it. And given that we like to talk about technology, I wanted to highlight this, because if you're a member of the online social media platform called Pinterest, I just want you to know you're being used. If you're a member of Pinterest, which I don't use, I know some people that use them, I think they're all female, But if you happen to be, you need to know of what they are doing. This is why on my Twitter feed I've posted James O'Keefe's latest video. It details with a whistleblower from Pinterest exactly how they went about putting Lila Rose's organization called Live Action, which just advocates for pro-life policy and pro-life efforts in the country. They ended up classifying that as a porn site that needed to be blocked. They were unrelenting to remove that classification until they were basically embarrassed by that threat of story from James O'Keefe going to print. But here's the thing. They still haven't changed their tune. And with Twitter, Facebook, and Google all in recent days admitting that, yeah, they've put a lot of left-wing bias into who they've banned, shadow banned, taken off, etc. It's really puzzling because you have so many conservatives and normal, decent people that have been hurt in this process. Meanwhile, people like Louis Farrakhan continue to have their platforms. It's not fair. It's wrong, in fact. And if you're a Pinterest user, you need to know you're being used. Another thing they did is they prevented the words Bible or Christian or any number of other faith-oriented terms from being able to autocomplete within their search tool. Meanwhile, if you use Muslim or Jewish or any number of other things, you're allowed to. So what's with it, Pinterest? Why do you hate Christians? Why are you lying about pro-life groups? And why are you shadow banning people that just believe differently than maybe you do? If that's the case, maybe we don't need to use Pinterest in the private sector. In fact, maybe there's this other thing called Parler that just might be a better alternative. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll talk to you soon.